Well, also another key thing about it was that it was passed without the approval of the Constitutional Court, and this is very, very important, because you know there were four referendums under the 2008 Constitution that was introduced under Correa, while Correa was in office. All of them, of course, had to have the Constitutional Court's approval. They have to review the referendum questions and make sure something unconstitutional is being asked. For instance, you can't just have a question taking away voting rights from people if they're the wrong religion or something. I mean, that's an extreme example, but one of their functions is to make sure the questions put before the public are constitutional. So there was a 300-page report written about this, and it focused mainly on question three. Like I said, this key question where Moreno and his new allies in the right, were looking to restack the judiciary with all their traditional power brokers, and they proposed major edits to that question and to the other one. Even the question on term limits, it would not be retroactive. So Correa, if he came back to run, he would be able to run. He'd be allowed to run at least one or two more times, from my understanding. But they made the term limits apply retroactively and the question so that nobody could run who had been elected. So it was basically aimed at Correa to make sure Correa could not run again. And the court's edit would have modified that so Correa could have run again. Even with the term limits, he would have been able to run again. So those were edits that were going to be made. And the Constitutional Court, though, never had a vote on those edits, because Moreno publicly demanded that the court approve all the questions. And again, had Correa done something that, he would have been blasted all over the world for doing that. But Moreno did it, and everyone just either ignored it or even applauded. And so the court was just, the referendum was just rammed through by decree without any edits being made in response to the Constitutional Court. And by the way, the Constitutional Court, all their judges have now been fired. So they tried to appease Moreno, and then they ended up getting fired anyway. And now he's going to approve a new Constitutional Court, which is going to be definitely going to be much more right-wing and even more subservient to big business and those kind of things. So that's basically what Moreno did. He made it very obvious that he was going to totally go against everything he said he was going to do during the presidential campaign. And he got away with it because, like I said, the key thing is to bring the whole national media to get them to say the same thing.